In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Transformational Soul Show with your host, Ruth Saltman.
Are you ready to experience more stability in your life?
You can change your life and be who you are meant to be, your authentic self.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Transformational Soul. My name is Ruth Saltman, and I'm really happy you could join me this evening. I want to say hello to everyone who is watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, or X. Thank you so much for being here live with me tonight, and thank you to all of you who will be watching this as a replay. I greatly appreciate that. Please hit the like or the thumbs up button, and please say hello if you are here watching and listening. That would be wonderful to know who's out there. We can always feel your energy, but, you know, can't always put a name to it. So it's really nice when you at least drop a hello or how you doing. I want to say hello to Kim and Richard and Heather. Welcome. So wonderful to see you here this evening. Please check out my website, ruthsaltman.com. It's R-U-T-H-S as in Sam, O-L, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, A-N as in Nancy.com. And you can go on my website and find out all about my books, my oracle cards, and all of my services. I have been in the process this week of updating a little bit on my website, but it is still active and you can still access it. I hope you'll join the Goldilocks Productions group on Telegram. We have an amazing group over there, an amazing exchange of energy and information on a daily basis. It's so wonderful, and it's really nice to be able to keep in close contact with everyone. And in case you forgot, Goldilocks Productions also has an online merchandise store. And go and check out. There's some awesome designs on there. Everything from coffee mugs to sweatshirts. So check it out. You can get a myriad of designs. Hello, Joyce. Nice to see you. Oh, Kim, you're very welcome for the Christmas card. Very welcome. And don't forget to check out the Goldilocks Productions Energize cards. These cards are so awesome. And if you're new and you haven't seen them before, I'm going to show you what they look like. They're these, well, mine are a little bit mixed up, but they're these beautiful cards. And all of the show hosts got together and came up with different sayings or quotes. And Tiffany got these beautiful, beautiful sacred geometry symbols and put it all together for us. And made this amazing deck of cards. So you may just want a deck of your own because they're pretty amazing. And you can pull a card every day if you want to, you know, from your own deck and get a message from one of us show hosts. So that's pretty cool and exciting. I want to thank all of you who show your support by liking and sharing my show and information. I'm very grateful. Hello, Robert. Nice to see you here. And I want to wish a happy birthday, a very happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating this week. And let's also send out some love, light, and healing to everyone who is in need. And let's remember to include Robin McGuire and her son, who are both recovering from surgery, and Carol Ann Carey's daughter, Carrie, and Veronica, and anyone else that you may know who needs a little extra love, who needs a little extra light, or who needs a little extra healing. Hello, Sam. Sam, nice to see you. Hi, Sarah. So nice you could be here, Sarah. All right. Let's see. If you would like to give a tip or donation, you can do that via my Venmo, a Rumble Rant on Rumble, or a Super Chat or Super Sticker on YouTube. Your tips and donations are very much appreciated and helps to cover the cost of my show every month. So thank you very much. I also want to say thank you, Bobby, because I received your Venmo after my show last week. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. This Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, please join us for the Spiritual Message Circle. It'll be the last one for this month. So for a small donation of $20 or more, if you wish, you will get a message from each of the show hosts that are present that night. I am planning on being there. I don't know who else will be. I know Tiffany will be there because she's the host. So I hope you guys will join us. It's always so much fun. So much fun. I don't know if you guys have been noticing, but the energy is really strong and really powerful right now. So keep yourself centered. Keep yourself balanced. Keep yourselves rested and hydrated. Thank you so much for your donation, Sam. Sam, I greatly appreciate that. And I have you down as first on the list to get a message this evening. Thank you. You know, I saw something the other night. It was, I'm not sure which night it was, but it's since we met last. When I go outside to take my dog out for the last time at night, I always, you know, look for the moon. I always look at the moon. I always just notice where it is and doesn't always seem to be in the place where it normally is. You know, it's just crazy. But I saw something that in all my years of living, I have never seen before. I am not saying it's never happened before. I am just saying I personally have never seen it. So it was kind of like a crescent moon, but a little more full than that, right? But you know how you see the crescent, right? When it's in the sky. This was almost half. It was like a crest, between a crescent and a half moon. But it was lit from the bottom half. I've never seen it that way. I've only seen the side crescent. So I thought that was really kind of interesting. I know it's happened before. I've just never seen that myself, and I thought it looked pretty cool. So we started out this month with a lot of chaos and confusion. Everything from major earthquakes to ET sighted at a Florida mall. Around the middle of the month, I noticed a shift. So it's been about a week now that I've noticed a shift. All of the global chaos and confusion seems to have trickled down to the everyday lives of many people. I've witnessed loud verbal arguments in public, people yelling, screaming, and fighting with each other in their front yards, bashing and putting people down on social media. And I've seen that a lot. people seem to be very angry, frustrated, and some are just downright mean to each other. I've seen loads of half-truths, and misinformation being sent out to innocent, unsuspecting, and undeserving people. anything to pull others into their drama and unhappiness. And it's really, really sad because this is toxic behavior, toxic. So run away from those people. Delete or block them on social media. You don't want that kind of energy filtrating your news feed, right? Or your, you know, your profile page or whatever you have. Don't buy into it, no matter who it is that is dishing it out. We know the truth. We know our truth. Don't buy into other people's nonsense. I think some of things I have been witnessing with the frustration and the anger, I think a lot of that has to do with this massive energy flux right now. I think a lot of people that maybe don't know what it is or how to deal with it, this is how they're reacting. They probably don't even know they are. But I think a lot of times that has something to do with it. And a lot of times with this energy, we get a lot of physical symptoms like headaches, nausea, dizziness, and it can make people cranky sometimes too. And I've been experiencing a lot of that this week, the headaches and the dizziness and the nausea and feeling very tired. So I've been making sure I hydrate more, I get more rest, I lay down when I'm tired, which seems to be quite a bit, but I feel like I'm resting better. I'm feeling more rested when I wake up in the morning. I'm waking up earlier without, you know, before my alarm goes off, which is really awesome. I really like that. So, you know, we talked earlier this month too about how this is our year for manifesting, for reaping the fruits of our labor. And we have been doing so much work. And now we're going to start reaping all the benefits of that work that we've been doing. So I was guided to talk a little bit about karma. And in Sanskrit, the word karma means action. What is karma? It is kind of like consequences. Some people may call it like retribution. Sometimes it's generally viewed by society as something bad or unfavorable. Something, you know, they put all this stuff out there, oh, karma's coming for you, and they don't say it in a nice way, just to instill fear in you. You're going to pay for what you did. Karma's going to get you. I mean, we've all heard that. We probably all said that too at some time or another. Karma always comes along to set things right, to set things right. We all have consequences from the actions that we take. That is just a normal part of our life. But this year, karma, we're going to see karma raining down all of the healing, the clearing, and the letting go that you've been doing. You have been clearing and creating a space for all the good that is coming to you. And it's coming. So be ready. It's going to be fast. It's going to be quick. It's going to be very noticeable. Sarah said, I felt dizzy and nauseous this week too. Richard said, don't let it be in your energy. Let it be in your story. That's wonderful, Richard. That's very true. You don't want to buy into other people's stuff. what we have all been putting out there is what's going to be coming back to us, right? You've always heard when you put some, what is it? How is it they say, you know, you put do something and it comes back times three, comes back threefold. Karma is simply consequences for your actions, cause and effect. We reap what we sow. Your actions determine your karma. We may also bring karma with us from past lives if it wasn't worked out then. Sometimes we fail to take responsibility for the things that we do and the things that we say. No worries, because karma keeps track of everything. Sometimes we think of karma as a spiritual justice system. And I think I can even remember saying those exact words maybe like 20 years ago, that people get paid back for the wrong things they do. Well, yes and no. Sometimes it's not our intention to cause harm to someone, but sometimes it still happens. Should we be held accountable for that? Is it our fault someone misinterpreted something that we did or something that we said? We are not responsible for what another person thinks or understands. What they see is based on their perception. Hi, Jan. So happy you could join us this evening. And their perception is jaded by their life experiences and state of their life at the time. Different things that they happen to be going through at the time. Things that they're experiencing at the time. Their perception of life is all filtered through those things. Perhaps even by some unhealed issues too. Our karma is created by us, by our actions, and I believe by our intentions. And karma is working in our lives at every level. We can see it in the, you know, if you watch the news, which I don't, but I hear things still. You can see on a global level, you can see the effects of karma. And we can see it personally in our own lives. As we continue to grow and evolve on our spiritual path, as we continue to heal and clear out the space where all of that pain is, where all of those unhealed issues are, when we clean all of that out, all the good that is out there waiting for us will come to us. Now it has room. Now it has somewhere to go. There's nothing blocking its path. And it's going to come very quickly once we make room for it, right? Because if there's no room, there's no room. It's just going to stay out there and wait and wait and wait. All of the unhealed stuff takes up space in our energy. When we heal, release, and let it go, we make room for more. Do you want that to happen now? Or would you want it to happen later? I know I, for one, I want it now, and I am ready. I am ready to manifest everything that I want and that I desire in my life. This year, I am ready. And I think you guys are too. You guys have been doing so much releasing, getting rid of the things that no longer serve you. Oh, have a great night at work, Richard. Kim said, someone called me a liar recently and now won't talk to me. Before that would have bothered me. Now I know it's not me, it's them, mainly because I didn't lie. Yes. And, you know, it's people can just be so funny about things sometimes. And I don't mean funny, haha. I mean funny, odd. You know, sometimes people just get their panties in a bunch over absolutely nothing. It can be just something that was misinterpreted. It could be something that they heard from someone else. And then they just kind of take that, run with it, and create all this drama. And once we realize that it isn't you, it is them. It changes everything. It changes everything. And it's a really good place for you to be, Kim, but that doesn't bother you because you are free from that. You don't care what other people think. You don't care about their opinion if they think you lied about something. You know the truth. You know your truth. And you stand in it. And that is amazing because a lot of people wouldn't. A lot of people wouldn't. So good for you. I applaud that. I think that is absolutely amazing. Good for you. So know that this year is going to be a memorable year, a remarkable year. We're going to learn a lot of stuff. A lot of truths are going to be revealed to us on a higher level, on a lower level, on every level. We're going to be constantly learning new things about ourselves, discovering new things about ourselves, which I think is really exciting because, you know, it's really awesome when you can learn something new about yourself every day because there's so much to learn about us, you know, about ourselves. And when we're constantly changing and healing and growing and evolving, our likes and dislikes will change. You know, the kinds of food we like will change. You know, the more we love ourselves, the more healthy of a diet we're going to crave. or I shouldn't say a diet, but the more healthy foods we're going to crave, because we know how that makes us feel good. And we know how it makes us feel lighter, and it raises our vibration, changes our frequency. And the more we do that, the more we want to do that, because we know it feels really good. So, you know, keep all of that in mind. Focus your intentions on what you desire and just watch it manifest in your life. Okay. So I've pulled a card for everyone. And this is from, I don't know what the name of the deck is, but it's, oh, Soul Truth. It's right on the card. What if it was easy? What if it was easy? It is easy. We just try to complicate things. And you can look at anything in our society and you can apply that. It's very true. Things are easy. We just complicate them with all of our doubts, with all of our this, with all of our that. It says, it doesn't have to be hard. Call in the universe, the stars, the angels, and all their powers. Find the solution. Would you take the next step if it were easy? It's time to expect ease. Call in grace and receive guidance. You are supported. And you are supported in everything that you do. Kim said, learning my lessons faster nowadays. Yes, that's awesome. And it's great that you can see a situation and know, see the lesson there already. You know, it's not like you look back on it months later and you're like, oh, that was the lesson I needed to learn. It's great that you are seeing that and that's manifesting for you so quickly. That is amazing. Absolutely amazing. But remember, it is easy. Things are easy. It's just our human brain that likes to try and complicate things. And you can look at that in you know, many different ways. Look at health. Healing is easy. But look at all the stuff out there to complicate that. You know, spirituality is easy. But look at all of the religions and everything out there to complicate that. We just, for some reason, us humans seem to think we have to put our two cents into everything and just, you know, muck it all up. It's very crystal clear until we get involved with, oh, I have this idea. Oh, I have that idea. Oh, let's tell people this. And then it's like mud. It's like mud water. It's not crystal clear anymore. But we know our truth. So we don't have to worry. And we can stand in our truth. So I want to know also if any of you guys are experiencing this. I had talked a couple times in the last couple of weeks about different glitches I've seen, like glitches in the matrix or whatever. Now what I have been finding in the last week is things are going missing, just absolutely missing. Remembering exactly where I put something, going back there, and it's just gone, nowhere to be found. And this has happened probably like 3 times. And it's very frustrating. As a human being, it's very frustrating. And I've heard some other people say that their stuff would be missing for a little while and then it would turn up like right out in the open. So far, that hasn't happened for me. My stuff is just gone. But I vividly remember where I laid it, where I put it, and it just vanished. So that's the one glitchy thing that's been happening for me in the last week. The one big thing I've noticed. That's happened to me on and off throughout my life, but lately it seems like it's happening a lot. I think 3 times, 3 different items in 1 week is more than enough. So I really don't know what that pertains to, or if that's another glitch thing, but that has been happening. And I just kind of wonder if anyone else is doing that. Kim said, missing time. It's warped. Time is absolutely crazy lately. Absolutely crazy. I can look at the clock and it'd be 9 o'clock in the morning. I'll do a couple of things. I'll look at the clock and, oh, it's noon. Where did those 3 hours go? No idea. No idea. But it's been going by very, very fast. Very fast. Oh. Okay. Now I'd be happy to do some messages for anyone who would like a message. Sam, I've got you down first. Let's see what we have for you. Okay, it says, look at life from a higher perspective. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. Look at life from a higher perspective. And I love that visual. That is absolutely beautiful. So, you know, we were just talking about perspective and how we view things and how we see things. So if you can go above all of that and see things from more of a spiritual vantage point, things will look completely different to you. You can also speak with your higher self and get a totally different perspective because, you know, your higher self knows all. So just try and look at it from a higher perspective, a higher point of view. And when you do that, you see things differently. You're able to make decisions differently. And it's very, very beneficial to you. And the other card I got for you, Sam, is to spend more time outdoors. Spend more time outdoors. You get, now, living in Arizona, you are able to spend time outdoors in the winter. And it's very healing for you. You feel all of that energy from nature and you can take that in. I know that, it could be just sitting outside in your yard. It could be going to a park and walking around and feeling the breeze, walking barefoot in the grass. All of that is a different kind of energy, and it's one that you would really be able to absorb. And it would be very helpful to you. It will help calm you. It will help you to feel more centered and more balanced. So I hope that resonates with you, Sam. Thank you for explaining that, Tiffany. I was going to, but I didn't want to interrupt my message. Okay. Sam. Now we have Robert. Let's see what we have for Robert. Give peace a chance, Robert. It says, there's a verse here. It says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. That is so true. When we are putting our focus and our energy out into worldly things, there's so much chaos out there. There's so much confusion out there. There's so much drama out there. It's hard to have that peace inside of us. That's one thing to really, really focus on, keeping your center, keeping that inner calmness, no matter what is going on around you. Maybe it's something that you need to practice a little bit more. Maybe it's something that you are doing very well with, but don't let others pull you into their stuff. That's a beautiful picture, too. because your peace is not worth it. Your peace is not worth it. You want to keep that sense of peace, that sense of harmony, that sense of balance and centeredness. You want to keep all of that within you. and don't let the activities and the crap that goes on in the world affect that. Oh, of course, Jan. Let me write your name down. Oh, I got it down. So I hope that resonates with you, Robert. Let's see what we have for Jan. Honor your uniqueness. Honor your uniqueness. It says, thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. Honor all of those things about you that make you different. That make you different. You know, when we're kids, and a lot of times when we're teenagers, and sometimes even into adulthood, we want to be accepted by the group, right? By the group. And we'll do whatever we have to do to fit in. We want to be like them. How many times do you see kids who will have another kid that they like, that they want to be friends with, and they'll emulate them? They'll talk like them, or they'll all of a sudden like the same activities that they like. Because as children, they just want to fit in. But we are all different. We are all unique. We are all, no two of us are the same. We might have similar tastes in things or similar likes and dislikes, but we are all unique beings.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And it's so important to honor that part of you that makes you different. That part that makes you different. And you are the only one that knows what that is. But it's important that you honor that you celebrate it, and that you accept all the parts of who you are. And the other card I got is see everything through the eyes of love. See everything through the eyes of love. I know I've said this many times about when you make decisions to make them through your heart, through the eyes of love. Because when we do that, first of all, it's really hard to make a bad decision when it's coming from a place of love. It's very hard to go in the wrong direction when we're making those choices through the eyes of love. So it's really important, whatever decisions you make, that you make them through that place of love. So I hope that resonates with you, Jan. Jan says, thank you. I get tired of being so hard on myself. Yes, and you don't need to be. You are amazing. And you need to realize that, and you need to celebrate that. You're welcome, Robert. Okay. who do we have next? Let's get a card for Richard. I know Richard had to go to work, and I didn't realize so after the show last week, but I forgot to pull a card for him. Be the powerful presence of peace. Wow, I like that. When it says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Be the powerful presence of peace. When you stay in that peaceful place, Richard, and in that calmness, other people see that. You know, everyone sees the chaos going on around them, out in the world, in the workplace, wherever it may be. And things can get really crazy sometimes, I know. And when they look at you and they see you, like, wow, how is he staying so calm and so peaceful and so centered when all this stuff is going on around him? They notice. And then they're like, if he can do that, maybe he knows something I don't know. And then it's going to start a conversation. So just like we spread our love, we spread peace as well. Be that example for others, Richard. You already are, but just be mindful of that fact. All right, Joyce. Let's see what we have for Joyce. Joyce. Oh, Joyce. I don't know, you're going to like this one. Spend more time outdoors. I know you live in a very cold and snowy climate right now, and that's probably not feasible. But when the weather does warm up a little bit, it's important for you. It's important for you to feel that energy from nature because it revives you. It revitalizes you. It relaxes you. And as much time as you can get to spend outdoors, all the better for you. It helps to raise your vibration. It helps to calm and center you. And when the time is right and the weather is warm, if you can go barefoot at all, go barefoot. Because then you're connecting directly with Mother Earth. You're connecting directly. And you can feel that energy coming up through your feet. Just like when you hug a tree, you can feel the vibrational energy. That's one thing I just love doing with my grandkids. And they're so fun about it. They are so fun about it. When Harley, who's 14 now, when she was little, she was like 2 and 3 years old, I'd have her outside hugging the trees. And I've got pictures of her, and Judy does it all the time. When we go outside to wait for the bus, she'll ask me all the time, can I go hug the tree? Well, sure you can. And I'll ask her, I said, do you feel anything when you hug it? And she'll say, like, I forgot how she described it because she's 3. But I don't remember if she told me she could feel energy or it felt like it was vibrating. I forget how she described it, but the way she did, I could tell that she could feel the energy from the tree. So I think that is so awesome. So do that because it's really, it will really help mesh well with your energy, Joyce. Hello, Annie. Nice to see you. Okay, I got you. Oh, Adrian. All right, Adrian. Let me get you a message. Make sure I didn't miss any other here. So that was Joyce. Okay, Adrian. Okay, let's see what we have. Take care of the little things. Take care of the little things. You know, a lot of times the little things are what mean the most. It says the river The river of God has plenty of water. It provides a bountiful harvest of grain for you. For you have ordered it so. The writing on these cards are so tiny that it's really hard to read the bottom. But take care of the little things, because the little things aren't really so little. You don't always have to focus on, you know, the big major things. Take care of the little things, every little thing, because they all add up to something bigger. And they all mean something and they all matter. What might seem like a little thing to you is a big deal to someone else. So I hope that makes sense to you, Adrian. Okay. Annie said, I'm looking for a good place to hug a tree. I saw one today across the street from my job, but don't want to hug it while on the cameras. Okay. Well, and you know, there are cameras literally everywhere nowadays. Everywhere. But you know, you do it and people see it on the camera and they might be like, what is she doing? And then they're like, I got to check this out. And then the next thing you know, they're looking up and researching tree huggers. Then they're finding out all this information about trees and how beneficial it is to hug the trees and what you can feel from the trees. So you never know who may be watching. So it might not be, you know, an uncomfortable thing. It might be a blessing for someone else. Sometimes we have to step out of our comfort zone. It had the greenest moss on it, kind of strange looking in this dreary weather. Dreary weather. I can relate to that because it has been cloudy and raining all week long. We've had like an inch of rain every day. One day, I think we had two. It's just very... I want the sun to come out. Okay. Joyce said, thank you so much. While walking my dog today, there was a bird singing very differently. Oh, but beautiful. Oh, that's awesome. The folks on my job are toxic, and I wish I could avoid the toxicity more. You can energetically send a hug to the trees, too. Yes, Sarah, thank you. That is beautiful. You can. Just focus your energy on it. Okay. Sarah. Yes. But you have to keep your inner calmness and your inner peace and not let those outside things affect you. And you can do it. Use your protective bubble. I'm telling you, it works like crazy. I just can't even describe how well it works. You know, you picture yourself in that bubble and nothing can get to you. No negative energy, let's put it that way. And you kind of just stay in your own space. I can remember many times when I would forget to do that before going somewhere. And I would be out and about and be like, wow, why is this annoying me? Why is this coming at me? And I'm like, forgot. And I would immediately do it. And then it changed everything. It's crazy, absolutely crazy. But it's something that's so simple and we can do it all the time. Sarah, I think I said. Let's see what we have for Sarah. Let love light the way. Let love light the way. Do everything with love. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Or the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Look at this picture. It's so pretty. But let love light the way for you. You know where you want to go. You know where you want to be. Do it and go there through a place of love. Through a place of love. That is so important. Love is so important. You know, you'll hear those people sometimes when they have a bad breakup in a relationship. And they'll be like, oh, love hurts, love this and love that. No, love does not hurt. Love is the highest vibration. Love doesn't hurt, but sometimes what hurts you is your perception of what love should be. And when you don't get the things that you want, you consider it bad. But it's not. Love is wonderful. What is the name of the deck? This one right here? Let me see. That is a good question. I am not sure. I think you have to look and see. This is what happens when the ones I use a lot, I take out of the box and I leave them sit here. And then I'm not sure what box they belong in all the time. Oops. Okay, I think. Yeah, this is this one. Nope, that's not this one. I'm going to have to. Oh, maybe it is. No, that isn't it. I'll have to look and see. I am not positive, Annie. I will have to let you know on that. I apologize. I know that one. Oh, maybe it's not that one. Yeah, I do not even see the box for it here. That's kind of crazy. Oh, wait, this is it. I got it. These cards are love and light. And I believe this was a Doreen Virtue deck. Yes. So that's what they are called, love and light. Okay. Sarah. Heather. I know it can be very draining, Annie, when you are surrounded by toxic people in the workplace and there's not a whole lot you can do to change that other than not being there yourself. But you can do things to arm yourself, to protect yourself from all that, and just try to don't engage with the drama and the chaos. Because that helps a lot, too. Oh, I love you, too, Sarah. You're very welcome. And that's the thing. When you're in a situation, I had a work situation like that one time, and I know how draining it is. And I would literally get up in the morning, and the closer it got to the time for me to leave, the sicker I felt. And then I finally realized, you know, this is not good for me. And I left there because I didn't feel like it was really worth it. If it's going to affect my health where I'm actually feeling sick from having to go to this place, nothing is worth our health and our happiness. Okay, I know I said Heather, but I don't think I pulled her card yet. Oh, Heather, this card came up again. Honor your uniqueness. Honor that part of you that is different. Honor the things that only you can do the way you can do them. Let's say, for example, you wanted to paint. You can have a room full of 10 people and all of you be painting the same picture. It's going to look very similar, but they're all going to be unique because everyone is a unique individual. So no matter what it is that you do, the way you do it is going to be unique and different from the way the next person does it. Open up that treasure box. You've got more gifts in there to share, Heather. There is more of Heather that you have not discovered yet. So as you discover more and more things about yourself, honor that, celebrate that. That's what makes you, you. And if all the things that you've experienced in your life had not happened the way they happened, you wouldn't have learned the lessons you learned and be the person you are today. And it's important to remember that. Not everyone learns from the, you know, from their life. Some people have to repeat the same thing over 5 or 6 times before all of a sudden they get it. So I hope that resonates with you, Heather. Okay, and I did Kim, I believe. How about, I think I did. I don't know if I pulled a card for you, Annie. Let me know, because I thought I did, but I think it was Adrian. Let's see who else there is. Who else might want a message? Okay. Oh, that one just jumped out for you, Tiffany. And I said, oh, I was going to say, let's get one for Tiffany, and it just flew out of the deck. Oh, my goodness. Another repeat message. Honor your uniqueness. I love that. Yes, we are all special and unique in our own way. And when someone tells you that you are absolutely amazing, know that that's true and that that's coming from a place of love. It doesn't mean that they think that the person that is complimenting you, that doesn't mean that they think they are less than, okay? But they're just recognizing that awesomeness and that uniqueness in you. And I love that we are all different. How boring would life be if we were all like cookie cutter people? You know what I mean? Life would be so boring. And life is fun. And it, you know, might not be very fun for some people right now, but it can be. And that can change in a second. That's one thing that's like so wonderful. Things can, just like at the drop of a hat, things can change that quickly in our lives and in our circumstances. I love you too, Tiffany. You are welcome. Now, sometimes, you know, in our process of manifesting, and I know we've said this before, it's, you know, we're going to put out there our intentions of what we want to manifest in our life. If we're looking for a romantic partner and we're just sitting on the couch every day, it's a slim chance they're going to come knocking on the door. We have to put some action into our intention. So if you want to, let's say you want to be a writer or a painter or some kind of an artist, and you're always working, you're always writing or painting or sculpting or whatever it is, but you have this fear of ever showing it to anyone, how far is that going to take you? It might be your intention to be a famous painter, but if no one ever sees your stuff, what's the likelihood that's going to happen? It's going to take some doing on our part. Okay, Annie, I pulled the card for you because I don't think I did. A happy home is what you got. A happy home. And it says, my people will live in safety, quietly at home. They will be at rest. A happy home. What does it take for you to have a happy home? And, I mean, you have to think of that. We don't want chaos and toxicity at our home. We don't want it anywhere in our life, but especially at home. That should be our safe haven. That should be the place where we can go and we can rejuvenate and we can rest and we can meditate and we can feel safe. So whatever, if you need to make some changes to feel more of those things in your home, then do that. Look into doing that. manifest those things into your life. If you already have a happy home, think about some things you can add that might bring you more joy. Maybe, you know, flowers once in a while, maybe some live plants. They bring some wonderful energy into a home. Maybe a pet. But only you can answer that for yourself. Well, we have a few more minutes. If I missed anyone, just let me know. I'm going to scroll back up here and see. Okay, I don't think I did. I think I got everyone. I'm going to pull a card from another deck for everyone. And I'm going to use my deck, my manifestation cards. These ones right here. Scrolling back down now. Let's see. Okay. Annie said, I am trying to repair my mom's house and move in. The land and the house need love to come back in. I have someone working on it now, one step at a time. Awesome. Awesome. Hello, Robin. As soon as I locate my cards I was using, I'm going to pull one for you. I think here they are. You're welcome, Annie. You're welcome. That's awesome. And it's really awesome that as you do that, that you are bringing new life and new love into that home. It just made me think many years ago when my mom moved to Texas, she bought a house two doors down from my oldest daughter. And me and my son, and my girls helped a little bit, but mostly me and my son, this house had been sitting there vacant for 5 years. And we went in there and we did anything that she needed done. We ripped wallpaper off the walls. I took all the cabinets apart, painted all the cabinets. We did so much work. And in the yard, the trees were so overgrown. They had these big vines that looked like something you'd see Tarzan swinging from. And I pulled all these vines out, couple of weeks it took me because there was so much stuff. I had huge piles of stuff, but these were loose in the tree. I don't know where they came from, but you could pull them out, and it just took forever. And all of a sudden, these trees they just shot up. They came back to life. It was just going in there and going and breathing new life into it. It was a really cool experience, and I feel like that's what you are doing. So I think that's a beautiful thing. Okay, Robin. Let's see what we have for Robin. Commit to a spirit of excellence. It says, whatever you do, do well. Which you do. You put all of your energy into things, Robin, and that's awesome. And it really pays off for you as well. Robin has her show on Tuesdays, Robin's Cosmic Soul Food. Great, great show. You guys should check it out if you haven't seen it before. But I like that. Commit to a spirit of excellence. And to me, what that feels like is just doing your very best you can with whatever you're doing. That was what I was always taught as a child. You know, if you do your best, Ruth, that's all we can expect of you. You know, we can't expect you to do more than your absolute best. But my parents in no way ever expected us to be perfect. But as long as you're doing, you know, what you feel is your best, you know, they were happy with that. And don't forget to check and tune in on Sundays for Tiffany's show, Spiritual Insight. Fantastic show. Annie says, I have to do this. I am maintaining and paying utilities and taxes in an empty house that I love that house. I don't care what anyone else says or thinks. I am going to do what my parents wanted done. Good for you. Honoring what your parents wanted. That is beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. So I did pull a card for everyone from my manifestation cards. And it says, I am releasing myself of worry. I feel good about myself and my life. Everything is working out for my best and highest good. I am confident. Everything always works out for our best and highest good. We just don't always realize it because it's not always what we think we want or what we think we need. Robin said, thank you so much for the beautiful card. Wow, my son just told me something similar. Huh? Thank you very much. You're welcome, Robin. You are welcome. All right. Okay, I have one more manifestation card for everyone. I am dissolving myself and of any and all residual fear or apprehension of past relationships. I release myself. I am whole. And you know, residual fear. There can be fear. Residual fear is fear that maybe we thought we've cleared a lot of it, but there's a little bit of stuff left over that we didn't even realize. That we didn't even realize. Because a lot of times, you know, we're so fearful about different things, and it doesn't have to be just relationships, but that fear is paralyzing and it can stop us in our tracks. So we have to release that fear and let go of that fear in order to be able to move forward. Oh, thank you, Robin. Thank you so much. No, Robin's not on YouTube anymore. She's only on Rumble and X, as is Tiffany as well. But check out her shows. They're both of them. And we have a show almost every night of the week. Check them all out because they're all wonderful. See, here's another example of, you know, basically we all do the same thing or have the same goal of what we're doing. But we all are unique individuals and we all do it in a unique way. You might learn something from me that you don't learn from a different show host because of the way it's presented. You may learn something from Robin that you don't learn, even though you might hear it elsewhere. And same thing with Tiffany or Melissa or Carol Ann or Marsha. I can remember several times hearing the same, almost exact, hearing like different concepts of things or different ideas. I hearing them like three times in my life, and it just kind of like went over my head. And then one time I heard it in a slightly different way, and it was like, whoa, light bulb moment. And it just, you know, really hit me. So check out all the shows. Get things from a different perspective. I know you will enjoy it. I do. I watch every night. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'll see you next week. I love you. Good night.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloane Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloane.